Hi everyone, my name is Newton Adika and welcome to the Geopol Talks. And today we are going to have an amazing discussion with amazing people here with me. I've got some of my colleagues here and we're going to discuss everything to do with social media. We ran a survey or a report for social media usage in Africa, and then we are going to shed more light regarding that report. And also, they're going to share with us their personal experiences with using social media, the pros, the cons, how have they benefited from social media. And before we start, I'll give me the chance to introduce my amazing panelist. And on my left-hand side, I've got the amazing Pauline. I'll give her a chance to introduce herself.
Woohoo! Thank you so much, Newton. My name is Pauline Mudhoni, aka Posh, Senior Program Assistant in one of our portfolios, the Marketing Public Opinion Research. I'm so excited to join this talk or podcast today, and looking forward to a good engagement with all of you. Thank you so much.
And next, we have the amazing Rehema.
Thank you, Newton. As you've heard, I'm Rehema, serving in Survey Operations, Koshonia team, and I'm excited to be in this podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Rehema. And then one gentleman by the name Brian.
Thank you, Newton. My name is Brian. I'm an integrations developer. Recently joined Geopol, and I've heard the amazing work you guys do, and I'm glad to be part of it. And looking forward for the great discussion.
Okay, great. Yeah, that is the amazing panelists that we have today to discuss everything to do with social media in Africa. So to start us off, Geopol conducted a research on social media usage in Africa across Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, and Ghana. And we had amazing data that came from that research. And these are some of the insights that we got from the research. We found out that the best, or rather the most popular social media platform that is used across Africa is Facebook, that had garnered 82% of respondents who are active on Facebook. And then we had TikTok, one of the new social media platforms. TikTok really gained popularity, and it has 60% of users in Africa. And then followed by Instagram, that has 54%. And Twitter 49%, LinkedIn 28%, Snapchat 25%, Pinterest 18%, Threads 10%, and other social media platforms gaining 9%, and Reddit 6%. So, to continue with this conversation, rather, I just have some questions for my panelists here. So, let's start with Brian. If I may ask you, which social media platforms are you active on?
I think I'm active. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit also.
And which one do you say is your favorite? Which one do you normally lean towards most of the time?
I think it will be Twitter and Instagram.
Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
And what do you normally use Twitter for?
Twitter mostly I use it for checking quick updates, knowing mostly updates, like in terms of football news and yeah.
And what about, you said Instagram too.
Yeah, Instagram.
What about Instagram? Are you active on Instagram? Do you normally post regularly on Instagram?
Yeah. I try to post once in a while, but I
Nice.
use it also to check out like people I follow, celebrities and the rest.
Ah, nice. And next, I'll go to Rehema, tell us, which is your favorite social media platform?
TikTok.
Oh.
TikTok.
Why TikTok?
It's like it's so going blow steam and laugh, and I think it just relaxes my mind. But I do not post videos of myself in TikTok. Then after TikTok, Twitter, I also check the updates, what's trending, what's new, and a bit of Instagram for marketing purposes. I go there and check maybe someone selling dresses. Yeah, shopping most of the time in Instagram. Yes.
Oh,
nice. That's great. Let me just ask you a question. TikTok. There is normally some saying that you might log into TikTok and time just passes by.
Very
Have you
true.
ever experienced that you've logged into
Yes.
TikTok and the next thing you know,
Yes.
you've spent over an hour in TikTok?
1 hour, 2 hours. Then you realize, like, I'm supposed to sleep. It's true. You just tell yourself, let me log in and check. I'll limit myself to 5 minutes, but I don't know how it just goes. Time,
Yeah.
1 hour, 2 hours.
That's how
It's kind of
addictive.
addictive.
Ah,
Yes.
nice.
Yes.
And next we have Pauline. Mm-hmm. Pauline, tell us, which is your favorite social media platform?
TikTok as well.
Oh, nice.
TikTok, first of all, it's addictive, as she said. Very addictive, but very interesting at the same time. Like, the level of creativity that people have, and who thought we would come up with an app that has sound, and you can put... okay, we had music on Instagram. Yeah, but the sounds that you can post videos with,
yeah,
the creativity, and everyone is on TikTok. Your mom is on TikTok. Yeah. Your grandma is on TikTok.
Yeah,
your son is on TikTok. So TikTok is it's a stress reliever at the same time.
As you have said, you find TikTok tends to accommodate almost each and every age group. Everyone. Yeah, almost
and
everyone. Yeah.
Something to add about TikTok, you don't have to always show your good days when you're made up, well-dressed.
Yeah.
You can just take any video, put a sound, and it will go viral.
Yeah.
It's a bit free, I would say.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
But there you have it. These are some of the social media platforms that our panelists enjoy. I for once I like Twitter. I spend
X.
Thanks for that.
Now
we still need some time to getting used to the name X right now. So I prefer using X because I get regular updates and news, and also following some of the trends that are currently going. I find kind of like from X, you can get instant information of what's going on in the country or across the globe. So for me, I'll say mostly it's Twitter. Another question that I have for social media platforms. I know some of you follow influencers on social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So if I may ask you, have you ever... Let's say most of the influencers that we have on the social media platforms tend to advertise some products, tend to advertise some services here and there. And if I may ask my panelists, starting with Pauline, have you ever bought a product advertised by an influencer in the social media platforms?
Always, all the time, especially Instagram. I think Instagram mainly nowadays is for shopping. If you don't have money, please don't log into Instagram. But yes, I have bought quite not even just small things, like valuable items from the influence. I got from an influencer on Instagram, YouTube. Yes, I have.
What about you, Rehema?
I am the kind of screenshots.
I know.
Generally, I don't think of maybe Instagram more, one or two.
Yeah.
But a lot of shopping, no. But screenshots, I can just display screenshots. By items that I admire.
Oh, wow.
Brian? I think for me, I have not bought something, but I have gone to places where I see
influencers.
Somewhere I want to go, and then I check them out and at least see their reviews, see what they said, then go and see for myself.
Ah, nice, nice. That's very nice. To continue with our discussion, got it. The next question I'll have to ask my panelists is about mental health and social media. And this is a sensitive topic, and I know my panelists will have one or two things to say about mental health and social media. So to start us off, I'll ask Rehema, do you think social media does more good than bad, or do you think social media does more bad than good in our society right now?
Media does more bad, according to me, because it's so influencing, a lot of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
People post the life they don't even live, and you're there trying to be this person, trying to be this person.
Mm.
Then there's also the aspects of relationships.
Yeah.
You meet someone, someone DMs you in Instagram,
you
fall in love, social media love, you're heartbroken. You know, it's just, it kind of affects someone mentally. So to me, that's more bad.
Mm.
But okay, maybe according to how you use it, it's your choice.
Mm.
Yes.
What about you, Brian?
I think, as Rehema said, I think it depends on how you use it.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, I try and follow people who give me things that benefit me.
Okay.
And also try and avoid the negative aspect of social media.
Mm.
But of course, before you know it, at one point you will fall in that trap of it affecting your mental health and stuff. But with time, you'll know to get the right source for the good stuff and avoid some negative. Yeah, so I think it has an impact on their mental health, but it also depends on what you follow and what you consume online, yes.
And what about Pauline?
Well, I'd say both sides have their own effects. Personally, for example, what Rehema said on Instagram, people are posting lives that they are not living. I tend to take it as motivation. Like, I want to get there, you know? I know it may not be real, like, you are only taking the good pictures when you're looking good, the angles, all that. But I usually take it as motivation. Now, on the downside, for me, again, screen time is something that I'm working on. You mentioned you log in into TikTok for 10 minutes. You're there for hours and hours. So it's something that I'm also trying to work on, like limiting your screen time and knowing what you're consuming and the influence it has on you as an individual. Yeah, that's my take.
Okay. And I have one more question to ask our panelists. From our study that we did, from our research that we did, from the survey, we found out that many people use social media for interacting and making new friends. If I may ask my panelists, do you have an online friend that you've made on social media? And would you consider online friends like good friends, or do you feel like... My panelists seem to be amazed by this question. But especially, let me just draw it back, especially like, let's say, when we were starting on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
Facebook was so huge, especially like, I can feel like social media was meant to be like a social place for people in different distances. So if I may ask my panelists once again that question, right now, you don't have to look back when Facebook was starting, like, let's say 15 years ago. Do you feel like you have online social media friends?
No. I'll try to know. First of all, like, just real friends in real life?
Yeah.
Very few. So I trust no one online. No, 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 no.
What about you, Rehema?
The same case. No friends online. I'm not a fan of Facebook, really, because in Facebook you'll go to your inbox and there are those Indian guys. I know, they're just like, hello, like, who is this? This is a scammer. So, Jerry, no friends online.
What about you, Graham?
For me, I think I just have the followers and who I follow. There are some people you never really meet them online. Maybe you just liked their page, what they post, the content they push. But I've never really made a friend. Became a real friend. It's a bit tough on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And another aspect of social media, we found out that about over 80% of users use their smartphone to access social media platforms. If I may ask my panelists here, I don't know if that's the same across here. If I may ask, Brian, which mode of or which device do you normally use to access social media platforms?
I think the first will be mobile.
Mobile phone.
Yeah, the mobile phone.
Okay.
Yeah, and then maybe laptops. And that,
Okay. And
I think it's just my phone, because it's portable. Like, you in bed, inside the bed, and you're using your phone. So the phone, I mostly use my phone.
Nice. Yeah, same to me.
Same to you.
Yeah.
You
don't use WhatsApp on your laptop.
I was actually to ask. WhatsApp I'm sure WhatsApp is a social media, right?
Yeah, it's a social media platform.
I'm surprised it's not.
Yes, Pauline, I understand that we did not cover WhatsApp because we found out that generally, almost most of the people use WhatsApp as a messaging platform. And of late, we've seen that it's kind of like growing to follow the way of other social media platforms with aspects like, was it the new feature that they have
channels.
Right now? Yeah, channels.
Status.
Yeah.
The groups.
Yeah, the groups. Yeah, but we kind of like singled out WhatsApp because we found it as more of a communication platform. I understand that other social media platform you can also communicate, but
yeah, I get when you say it's like a messaging.
A messaging platform
of some sort. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, great. Okay, so to continue with the discussion, we're going to the aspect of almost all businesses are on social media platforms. We found out from parastatals, from all the way to small businesses, to SMEs are all on social media platforms. Even big businesses are on social media platforms. So the question that I have for my panelists first, do you normally interact with the pages of these businesses on social media platforms? If Pauline, you can start us off.
Yes, I do. First of all, I'd say we are in a digital world. Everyone is on their mobile phone. So that is where the market is. As a businesswoman, yes, I do interact with those pages because I'm one of them as well. So yeah, I've bought quite a number of things online. Wow. Actually, most of my things nowadays I do buy online. Of course, there are cons to that, the con men and everything. But I've learned the ways, and just to do your due diligence on the pages to find out if they're legit. Such stuff. But yes, I do interact with the business pages online.
Okay, yes. That's nice. And you, Rehema?
Yes, I think most of the time when you're online, it's not like a choice. Something just pop up, selling shoes, the bats.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go myself and start searching for the business or maybe something specific.
Yes. You've never searched for business on social media platform?
I have. 10% of the time in the social media.
Okay, great. 10%. And Brian?
I think for me, I've interacted with a number of pages because, like, when you're looking for information about a certain business, maybe even if you see it on the news or on the advertisements, you check out their pages to know more about what they do.
Mm.
So yeah, I have interacted with their pages.
Speaking of news, do you think social media is a credible source of news from you personally?
I'd say it's not 100%.
Not 100%.
You have to do verification and look for more verifiable sources of information.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
the only news maybe I trust is from the ex Twitter. Yes. Other pages like Instagram, WhatsApp, the news you receive is not the original news. It's a lot of rumors and stuff here. So maybe Twitter, it's a
rumors.
Bit legit. Pardon?
Yes,
X has rumors.
Yeah,
yeah. Verify, yes.
With
but most rarely you can't compare to WhatsApp
when people
and Instagram.
With blue ticks, they normally misguide
TikTok
people.
With the blue ticks.
Yeah.
So
you right now
yes.
you can actually pay for that badge.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can actually pay.
So let's just it's
not
100%.
Not 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to confirm from.
Sure.
Okay.
But for sure, we are not reading newspapers. No,
yes.
We are getting our news online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you feel like social media gives you instant news as opposed to, let's say, traditional form of.
News
of media, yeah,
media.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, for instance, like let's say TV, radio, yes.
Something
definitely.
Actually will reach in social media before the news platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you might see maybe an accident, something, then you see it later, even a day after.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's social media is instant source of news.
Yeah.
Yes. So to bring back one of the points that we discussed earlier. We have prominent people on social media platforms. And this can be, like, let's say, celebrities. This can be politicians.
Mm-hmm.
This can be those people who have got a huge, high following.
Yeah.
And these people tend to influence, let's say, some of the people that we have right now in the society. I'm going to talk about one sensitive topic, and I just want to hear from the team here. We find out that these days, as different from, let's say, when we were kids, or let's say millennials like Newton.
That's relative, yeah. So, yeah.
And with us, we weren't kind of like, we never had this access to social media as, let's say, the Gen Z or the kids these days.
Yeah.
So what's your take on, first of all, what's your take on underage having access to social media? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's a bad thing? The forum is yours. Let me ask Rahim.
It's, I do not advocate social media usage for kids because there are incidences that we've had, like maybe defilements, child trafficking, and also you're not sure when a child has a phone and access to social media what they are accessing these sites. Kids, they have access to sexual content at a very young age. And then this very young under five kids with Cocomelon, Miss Rachel, they think they're on the phone, like it's addictive for them. They tend to throw maybe tantrums. So don't even talk about Cocomelon and Miss Rachel. So I think we can say that, why should you even limit? You should ban social media for kids. You control it, you ban it, not even limiting.
Well, I've seen an advantage with my son. Some of the things he watches are educative. He's a fan of Blippi. So they are educative. So it's a thin line between, do I allow, do I not allow? Because even speaking, many people say that screen time varies their children from speaking when they are still young. But for me, it was a different case because we, I would say it contributed to his speech. Of course, me guiding him, like explaining, like, this is a toy car, this is a fruit, blah, blah, blah. So I would say it has both its advantages, but of course the disadvantages are more because we don't have control of what they are watching. Because even if you say you put, for example, YouTube Kids, nowadays they'll put videos that have very, what do I say, they have a subliminal message that maybe you as an adult, if you watch, you'll be like, what is this? So it's something that is being, they are consuming things that maybe will affect them later in life. So yeah, it's a 50-50, I don't know. It's tricky. By the way, it's a very,
very tricky
subject to parents.
What about you,
Zan? I think it's a tricky situation because if it was a few years back, social media was a bit clean. But right now, you can just encounter anything. Before, like, the social media, there's those, how they delete stuff. By the time they delete, it's already been copied, forwarded, and forwarded. So I think for the sake of the kids, it's not a good environment for them.
Okay.
Unless they reach that age where they can make their own decisions.
So, would you say it's wrong for parents of these days opening social media accounts for their kids?
What for?
Personally, would you open a social media
account? No, unless they're making money, I don't know. No.
Yes, they do it for their own interest. Because there's no kid who'll go to Instagram or one and post something on social media. It's for the benefit of the parents. Yes.
And what's the age of joining, like, for the kids?
Definitely, I don't think it's 18. I think it's 18.
It's 18, so they're not kids.
No, but you find that, especially with influencers, you find some of them, when they get kids, they have Instagram accounts open for their kids.
But they manage it.
But they manage themselves. Yeah. But that's a weird way of introducing your kid to social media.
Yeah.
But I think it's you're opening up, I don't know, strangers to attack.
I don't know why they do that every time.
Unless they're making millions, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to put your child there. And they don't have, they're not given their consent. They'll be adults one day, and they'll be like, why did you post my photos everywhere? Da, da, da. So, no, I'm not for it.
Okay.
Yes.
So, just as we are about to close our conversation, I want to give my panelists here, if they can say one or two things about our discussion that we had and about a little bit about the data that Geopol had collected regarding social media. If I can start with Pauline, tell us your last or final remarks regarding this conversation that we've had.
Okay, it has been very interesting. Thank you so much. About the trends, it's not a surprise that Facebook is the top, but I feel like it's at the top because most people, it's the oldest. Most people joined Facebook way back, but nowadays I'm not too sure how many people use Facebook. I don't know myself, I don't. Then TikTok, we can see it's a very new application and everyone has jumped onto it or moving with the trends. So it's very insightful to know. I've also learned that WhatsApp, maybe we can do some more research on that one as a social media platform. Yeah, follow me at Saposh on Instagram. Thank
And you, Rehema?
It's been an interesting discussion. The data, the research is very true, very legit. Congrats on that, Newton.
Thank you.
Just be wise
Yeah.
on all you use social media. It's your choice. Yes.
For people to be wise and how they use social
Yes,
media.
it's your choice.
Yeah,
And what about
so
you, Brian?
for me, I found it insightful for the research you showed us. And I think I expected, as for now, TikTok will have surpassed a
Supposed.
lot of these other social media. But anyway,
You know, when you
yeah.
go to the countryside, many people are big on Facebook
Okay.
than the urban areas.
Okay.
So I think maybe that's what might be one of the reasons
But
why.
now there's
No,
even
but
posts on
TikTok.
TikTok.
People are saying the phone is in the wrong hands. Oh, trust me, everyone is on
Sure,
TikTok.
true.
But
So,
yeah.
but yeah, I've learned a lot, and I think also you are what you consume. That's
True.
what
Yeah.
I've learned from this discussion. Yeah,
Mm.
so thank you for inviting me.
It's a choice. In addition to that, there are people making a lot of money from social media. So you'll either choose depression or getting rich.
That's an amazing closing remarks from our panelists. Thank you everyone for listening on the Geopol Talks. We look forward to having some more discussion. And thank you so much for the panelists for coming through and for having this conversation with us. We look forward to the next one. See you. Bye.
Bye.